ask the Rosh Hashiva to say a few words of Torah for us, to report on us, and thank you.
The Ikatria of Yom Kippur, besides the things that actually happen on the day, Shalach, and the Shalach HaSom, is really the Parasha Nemar, the Shor B'Chesed, which is the Kriya of Yom Kippur. We have something from Re'eh too, Kol HaBachar. Pashtus, the way I figure it out, it only can come out if you can notice, so you never read it. So there's really not, you can't say it's the Kriya of Yom Kippur. And when we do read it, the Ikat Tandem and Sakin, it was on Shmini Atzeres, Ernest Meisters. Shmini Atzeres is not even mentioned. The only Yom Kippur that's not mentioned is Shmini Atzeres today. So what are we reading it there for? So Pashtus, that's only for Ernest Meisters. But it does mention Yom Kippur, so whatever we had this extra day, we stuck it in the second day Pesach, and the last day Pesach, and the second day Shavuos, we stuck it in. But reality has not, it's not the Kriya of Yom Kippur. Kriya of Yom Kippur is Shor B'Chesed, we see it on Sukkot, we had the first and second day, we actually Shor B'Chesed. And here it's very descriptive in all of the table mark. And it starts, obviously, the table starts from Pesach on, where we become an Am. It goes all the way through the cycle, which is really a half year cycle, that we reach Teret, obviously Din, Tshuva, the Madrege, that we should all be able to get into the Sukkot with the whole Gufam, with the shoes and the mud on it, that we only Zeichet at that time, and then Lamanim and Akteva and Shmini Atzeres, and that's the cycle. That's basically supposed to be every year. Inherently, each time we celebrate, each Yom Kippur, Madrega was supposed to reach during that time. Now, in Pesach, it starts Pesach, and the Eimah Shavuos, that's about it. The Parashah says a very interesting thing. Because there are two holidays that we just had. Eimah Hashem Koye Kodesh, Achodesh Arishim Ba'abosu, Achodesh Ben Abayim Pesach Lashem. That's the name of the holiday, Pesach. Right? But that only lasts one day, not even one day. But so for Chatzos, if you do have a din that you have to burn the chametz before that time, before you bring the korban, and then you have the shritas hakorban, the making of the korban, and the shritas hakorban at night, together with matzahs and meroyim, matzahs, and that's the din of Chag HaPesach. Chag HaMatzahs, they have a second holiday called Chag HaMatzahs, which lasts for 7 days, starting on the 15th in the daytime until the 21st. Now, the funny thing about Chag HaMatzahs, Rashi himself says in Rashi's Boy, is that in reality, you don't have a chiyuv to eat matzah in Chag HaMatzahs. The only time you have to eat a matzah is only by the Seder, which belongs to Chag HaPesach. So it's actually to understand that, and does it exist now too? Normally you would say, since the mitzvah of Chag HaMatzahs v'Rim Yechluhu, v'Cherim should be totally in the din of the Korban Pesach, and same thing with Re'ei, Olav, Shibat Teichal Olav, here in the sermon, now it's the din is on the Korban Pesach, we don't have a Korban Pesach. So where did we get the device of Matzah as Manazel? It's the whole Shalom reading, Kairach, if you mean Kairach, one is the Rabbana, one is the Reise, how are you going to do it? Where do you get the device from? I think the only way you can find it from is this one. Shilas Yom, where is it? In Parshas Boy. Rishim Ba'abos, Yom HaChodesh Ba'erev, Tefu Matzis. Ad Yom HaChodesh Ba'erev. So in other words, he's putting that into Chag HaMatzahs, that the Chi of eating Matzis on that night. That's the only one that goes to the positive thing. Tefu Matzis, Yom Matzis. So that's the Chi of that. It also probably affects our Seder. Is the Seder that we do in the time of the Mikdash. This is what Rabbi Gamliel says, that you're supposed to have, that anyone who doesn't say Pesach Matzah Mora is not Gezer Dechavosay, is the same thing that they do in the time of the Mikdash as we do it now, or it's a different thing. Because we have Kol B'chin Yetzir Yechel, Kol B'chin Yetzir Yitzach. You can't invite people in the time of Mikdash. Everybody's only on the Chavosay. how you move. So maybe Itaki changes the rules now that one goes in the thing. And the reason for it is because we need all the kids. So what is the purpose, basically, what do you mean? Pesach and Karamatzis. Like Pesach is the Kovin Pesach, which is the only Kovin that's brought down that this covers for. And it's called also Kovin Hashem. And the other Kovin is called Kovin Hashem. And it represents the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom skipped over the houses of the Yidden when he killed the Mitzvah. This really is said in Bo when he's telling the Klal Yisrael over this Tzibur that he got the Rebbeinu Shlom over Pesach and Matzah. He only tells Pesach in the first part. He says, he only talks about Pesach. And then he tells them that the Ben Roshe that you're going to have. So what are you supposed to answer? It says, like, why not just say what it says? No, I'm talking to the son. The son is going to understand this. You, the Mechanch, the father, as a problem, as a thing now, you've got to understand who this son is and what his potential is. Because just like the Rebbeinu Shlom, Eloi Gabi Gizor, Eloi Gabi Gizor, and he still skipped over the houses of the Jews, let him live, means that he saw our potential. And he brings it down to Kedoshim, Hashem, Dal Yes, Rebbeinu, that I knew that I was the one that was marble. I understood the difference between you and the God. And a Yid isn't king, but I'm not going to say it. Jews, Beatzim, are not murderers. Beatzim, are not, what do you call it? And I'm not even for me. Now we could be that we don't have somebody kosher Yid in the Friday community. So therefore, it's a different story. But when you had kosher Yid, they just didn't do the Torah. The meanest Torahs that they had, they certainly didn't do. That doesn't mean they didn't kill an anger. That doesn't mean they didn't kill a machmas for reward. Of a Stam Hagenin to torture something that the Jew didn't have. And the guy was into the Torah. He didn't have guys who stole, didn't have guys who killed. In other words, we were takimuto. I only think I'm 100% guy, I don't have it, the way I learned history. The difference between Stalin and Trotsky was good for that evening. And in 68, anyone remember 68, the Nazi revolution, all the students in the world, at that time, well, most of them were even the leaders. Somehow, right after the revolution, they faded out of the mind of society. Even the Chicago 8, the only one that believed was Reuben, who became a fat cat afterwards. Then we got into the other side. Now, but as far as the ones who made the revolution, they went away. Because they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, and they left. The Goyim made political careers out of it, made other things, because it was a power base for them. Stalin used it as a power base. Both were about, no question, killed millions of people. The question is why? One killed him because I wanted to create my own power. And one killed him because the only way I can make a better life for mankind is by wiping out all these people who have their own sheep. Whatever it is. It doesn't make him less a murderer, but there's potential there because his kavana, his purpose is to make the world better. And therefore, once you can get on the right track, check out the Mimisakin. And that's the point of the Kovin Pesach. That you're not the Yahish and anybody crying, so. And because of that, Bayiblom, Bayishtachkus, Rashi, Absulas Habonim is included in there. Anybody might tell you can have a bum for a kid, but with a Maisa, a bum can be changed. And in the Derech of eating, it's also that you have to have a Tzwi, Eish only. Why? Because normally Gushom, you can forget about. Who knows for sure, you know, you grow up and just walk away crushing. You know, the meat there all day. It's not going to happen anything to cooking. You know, it's taking to walk away 2-3 hours without broiling. You have to actually look constantly and burn it, and that, whatever is going to happen. So, if you're going to be mechanech kaiyisur, which this represents, the start of a noun, then it has to be tzliyesh. It has to be constant observation, constant control, whatever it is. That's basically that's how you make a noun. Unfortunately, in making the nam, you also have to get rid of people. That's why chamushim only overmelts in time. Whatever number you take, chamushim is the maximum 20%. Hitler didn't do such a good job. So the Maaseh is, so how come when they get you? And if you take a look in the Parsha Shabbos HaGodol, it says exactly the same thing. The case is so tzecher. Unless, as we are sending Eliyahu HaNavi, but he should live on the Shabbat and on the Baisom, and I think that's taking place a lot in what we call the Tshuva movement. The fact that people are affected by things that we have no idea how it happened that they're affected, that's Eliyahu doing his job. Hopefully it'll be more Jews, but finally we will finally come around. That's Kovan Pesach. That commemorates, as they say, the creation of an Am. The Mchag HaMatzis is freedom. In other words, it's to celebrate the fact that we don't have Avdus anymore. And that comes in stages. Even the four curses is in stages. That's why it's not just that we just drink the four curses, because he had four adjectives for the ruler, so you start getting, you have to drink one for each curse. In fact, they got 47 of them, and I would have a lot of fun on it. But obviously that's not the purpose, just to drink wine, because we have an adjective that means the ruler. But if you take a look at the Pesukim, it actually describes the steps. Vaitesi has mitachas sibles mitzrayim. The first one is vaitesi. What is vaitesi? You're not taking out mitzrayim. You're taking out a sibles mitzrayim. In other words, David is kosher. David is perech. That you had in mitzrayim. That was that. That's the first step. Then mitzalti has ma'avodosim. I'm going to help you from work. The only thing I can be led is you're still going to be a second class citizen. In other words, we have the nation, like many nations, I don't know what it is there, a group of people that were avodim in America, so we're dealing with approximately 100 odd years, 150 years of freedom since that time, and they still, the majority, has not adjusted to the concept of freedom. What do I mean by freedom? Concept of freedom, they're walking around, they're making money, they're doing whatever they're doing, the concept of family, the concept of achayis, that thing they still haven't done, because and by being an Eved, you boost that achayis, and has to be taught back. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael never lost that. I think that was the Nail of Yidden that they had in the union of the Kiyar. Rashi brings down the way, Vayasas HaKiyar Mechoshis, Veskanei, the Maos HaTzevas, made it out of the mirrors from the woman that hung around the Mishkan. So the Mephoshim say that there's no number how big you should make the kiyah. Of course, as many mirrors as you have, that's how big you make it. Now, if you have a lot of them, it's going to be a lot bigger. It's all the less and less. Okay, so they made the kiyah from that. Rashi brings down a whole funny story. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it. Of course, it's probably a taiva and stuff like that. And the Rashi said that this is the best thing that, you know, for Klal Yisrael, because with this they built up Klal Yisrael. So you can take it literally that, look, without Taibi, you're not going to have kids, and so on. So therefore, the fact that we had it, and we created an Am from it, and did something from it, that's a good thing. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is bringing down how these women entice their husbands. Let's see what's his lotion here. Yishoi when they were very tired from their work, with his perech, how you... They go bought him fruit. They can't be believed. They took out the mirror. Kolachas in bailo. She told it, look at both of us. Right? And she was mishtabla, in other words, convincing him to, what he called, ha'alayna, anina mincha, I'm pretty than you are. That's how you entice somebody. Make him feel put down, putting him down. That's what she did. She's mechazik. She also did Avodas Perach. Men did Avodas Perach, women did Avodas Perach. So what happened with these women? They went, and even though they did Avodas Perach, they knew there was a tachlis to the world. We can't let the world drag us down. So what they did was, after they finished that with this parak, they washed up, they got dressed, they made food, my bench made nisim for it, but it doesn't make a difference how they got the food, and they're bringing it to their husbands, who are still laying there with their tired work clothes, unshaven, mamish nitkemach. And she takes the mirror and she shows them, look at me, look at you. The Torah's chizuk. Where do you know, You're no different than me. If I can do it, you can do it. Look what I was able to do. I'm a mensch. You can also be a mensch. Get up. Go take a shave. Go take a shower. Everything's... Once he did that, now we can get back and he has a chizuk to go and build a family. Because by us, a man is not only just his sperm, he's not a sperm donor. He's the father of a family. He's an Indian that we have to do the Tavaisam, the Besavaisam. The Midah, the Midahs come, the Torah comes from the father, the Menhagim, everything else. So he has a role to play for the whole kid's lifetime. It's not just he's there for 2 seconds till the kid's born. So therefore, since there, who has chizuk for that? That's what she convinced him. You have chizuk. So therefore, we never had that problem. But the problem of feeling free, that's a different problem. And what freedom means. I remember years ago, Sheila was living in his apartment on the east side, and he had, you know, the scissor gates. You have them stores. The scissor, they were in the house. On every window, no one can break in. You know what it is? That means you're living in a cage, and all the crooks out there walking around free. You know, but what's the excuse? That's the way you live. I don't go on the subway anymore, right? Why am I going on the subway? Why you take a cab who goes on the subway? The truth is, I go on the subway because you're scared to go on the subway. So therefore, they eliminated you to certain areas, in certain places. You're an evident. And that's the part that we're, that's what happened with Klal Yisrael. Same thing we find in what's the Haftarah of Parshas B'Shalach is Shiras Devar. What is that thing that they used to go Derech HaKalkalos. They used to go, they were so afraid of Goyim, they always went on the scenic route. They never went the direct route. Why? Because they had to avoid Goyim. That was the idea of it. And to get that feeling away from you, that we're independent, he had to make that the Nashumayim Nilchamu Insista. He had to make it that they saw that there's Muhammad Yosef Moy Mimonu Bimuhem. We have more than them. The same thing by Yochas, or by Malchus Sir, by Yelish, that Elisha showed them that they have more than Malachim, everyone has is more than thee, than Surah has against them. So, it sometimes takes that to knock it out. They have to have the heavens open up and be able to see what the Malchus, what the El Yain is, and that the Menschen could always put it down, but then finally to get that confidence that they have in the thing. And that took 7 days. That took from the time he sees Mitzrayim. Of course, you see, they went up with Yodhama, and right after that, when Pali is running after them, all of a sudden, they have the one you do to us, what he takes out for them. So they didn't get rid of that fear. It was still there. They weren't independent yet. They weren't saying, you know, what do you mean, we're independent people, you can't imprison us. But they were still imprisoned until they finally saw. Well, so that's the young that takes 7 days, the Chagamatz. It's a necessity to have it, but it's not necessarily something that created anything. The street is able to go by them. The next thing that followed that is the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuot, which is the Midos, or the Magregis, you know, the 49 Shabbos, Yorim, Tumer, whatever it is. But anyway, each day is to somehow lift ourselves up a little bit until we reach the ability to accept the pay. To accept the Torah, we have to be able to read by Midbar before Shavuos. The reason is the cloud, but Midbar is only before Shavuos. Sometimes that message stuck in too. But most of the time, it's only by Midbar. But by Midbar must always be before Shavuos. Count and read the Kabbalah, that's the Lashon, Sinan, and the Rank of Emden City, that's the Lashon. Count and read the Kabbalah. What's the count before? You know, when you say to somebody, stand up and be counted, it's not a point of numbers. Of course, let's see, we can have an arm that, you know, we have 5,000 members in our shul, in the Moshav, right? How many come to davening? Oh, we got a minion every day. You know, maybe 5,000 guys, you get 10 guys, what's the big deal? You understand? The idea is, because we only have 10 people. Let me back, I have 5,000 people that have donations to the shul, but I have 10 people that are members of the shul come every day to the shul. So I have 10 people I can count on. I can't count on 5,000 people. That's the point. Who can you count on? When you go and you want to make an army, who can be counted as a soldier? Four reps are out. The wedding corps are out. You have a lot of guys are out. Right? So you know, it's a much smaller army than your population says. We have to make each person says, stand up and be counted. That's what we want from every person. It takes time for a person to read, and that's why every year you give a bracha to have an emissary Kabbalah. So I tell you that, when the Kabbalah was done thousands of years ago, when you want me to have a Kabbalah Sateh now? No, I am a personal Kabbalah Sateh. I work on myself to try from the Pesach on to Shavuos to somehow raise myself up that the Tehillah was given now. But I can tell you the Tehillah is given daily. And Chad is, I'm accepting it in a much deeper meaning than I did last year. And this you can do every single year because you always go greater and greater in the finish. Which Shavuos comes interesting. Again, in Parshas Emor is the thought that you have Matnas Aninim that comes at the end. And Matnas Aninim has to be an attitude that you have towards the Ben Shom, which is really what Kabbonis brings, whatever it is other than one of the Kabbonis, but at least into Matnas Aninim. So you learn Shikra like a Shikopeya. The Mombos Metziah says that we learn from Shikra that Unmitzadadeyu is kind. Why? Because if the Mishnah says that if the pilum are armed in the field and you're standing by the field and they forgot a nightmare, so you can say, hey, go back and get it from the ear, and my pilum forgot the nightmare, it's chicken. Why? It never became first mine. It's in my field. It grew my field. It's mine. I didn't give it yet. I didn't forget about it. So why has it become his? The difference where I am or not where I am? Because the only thing that you have is to take first. After you finish taking, you didn't take it, it belongs to the enemy. And therefore, that's what the most teaching. I have to, and the Rashi will see points out, same thing with the Daf Yud of Mitzvah. You have Machlekes, it is Dalar Amis, the Chotzach Avere for Petra. In other words, I'm going around, I jump on the thing, on the pay, or I'm cutting with Dalar Amis. Because right now, because Dalar Amis is only cutting the Siddur Rishus of Abbey. It's not cutting it in the thing. So how come in Chichotzu, I bet it's going to be cutting it? Since now, the Baal Boss is out, because he can't take this anymore. So now it belongs to the Armenian, there's a Shaykh of Nina, the monk, I still says it isn't, because it's Fach belongs to the Baal Boss. The only thing that's actually Kinyan belongs to him. Rashi makes a different quote. He doesn't say who he's quoting. What happens is the Sifri, but he's, and you want to say he's misquoting. The Sifri says, the reason that Matnas Aninim is in Parsha of Yom Tevim is to teach you that anyone that builds that the Beis HaMikdash is Kaim and does this thing, anyone that gives Matnas Aninim is evil, the Beis HaMikdash is Kaim, and he goes and brings Kobanis through. Rashi says, anyone that gives Matnas Aninim Koroyu, use the proper way, is the evil, he built the Beis HaMikdash and he brought Kobanis. Hey, that's a big difference between the Beis HaMikdash standing, the building of Beis HaMikdash. A lot of people go to shul, there's a shul there, I'll go daven. Go build a shul, tzaki daven, that a lot of people back off. You know, that's what we get out of it. So Rashi's saying, if you do it Koroyu, meaning you give it with this attitude, like I said in Bava Metziah, that Pshat is, it's not mine. It's only a right to be able to take, to live off it before I have to enjoy God's terms to their means. So that I realized that God is the giver. And if God is the giver, then I have to show some, because I pay for it, I'll go and build a shul, and I'm going to dominate. If I don't somehow feel that, so it's only an obligation is only for the shul stands, and I'm going to go do it. And that's basically what we're aiming for shul. Shavuos is the only yontif that is not much bigger than the lesson of Yeshua, of Chotzi Vashem, and Chotzi Vachem. Everybody holds with Chotzi Vachem. Why? Because that's the day you're able to be, have Anoye, and not only Anoye, but be able to utilize the Gashmi to be Kaddish to Vachmi. That's Yankee Rabinu's Lekei. We say it every day in Darkening, three times a day. Te'avu Mahiyasa Bukai Yankov. So what do we say? Bachatosh Yankei Malach Ramah. If it's only enumerating who our fathers are, so it should have said Elokeinu, Elokeinu, Mitzvah, Yaakov. Elokeinu, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Yaakov. But why is the extra Elokeinu each time? There's an Elokus special that each one of them had. And there's an Elokus that belongs to Kal Yisrael. The Elokus that belongs to Kal Yisrael, that's in Parashas Kisotah. That it says over there that Hayem Hamat Hayem, choose me for God, and therefore probably need yourself to learn the Torah, do the mitzvahs, and whatever it is, all that thing over there. But there are three hashkafas that I mentioned before. Avram Avinu becomes my plague of his halach lefonai, because by the midris milo he said, I'll become your good father, amen. And that was the obligation that Avram had at that time. Till then he was not his God. Meaning, does a God mean we believe in God? Doesn't make him my God. The goyim also have to believe in God. Doesn't make him their God. God means I have to follow his ways. That means God. So Avram Avinu was his halach lefonai being summoned. Yitzhak, funnily, it doesn't say what made it with his elikus, but we see that he calls him Elikei Eli Hashem, Elikei Avicha Avram B'Yitzhak, so obviously he calls him Elikei Yitzhak. So I mean, it must be the concept either Abbas Hashem, or the Mesilas Nefesh for Hashem, before you want to do with the Arkei. The third one is Yaakov Avinu, when he wakes up, and the bench makes a deal with him. He says, what's this deal? So the Bashivas Atzal learned like this, that Yaakov Avinu, till then, he was made like, I don't want to say the word Balagos, but since the end, the Balagos is a little different than the Balagos to the Yale. But in other words, as long as I'm in Yeshiva, it's total commitment. 14 years, I don't go to sleep. I'm only that. I thought my close sleep, I think the mother maybe, but I don't go to sleep. As soon as the man Yeshiva, the first thing I do is I go to sleep. Right? So that's now about the boss, I can do whatever I want. Right? That hashkop is not good hashkop. When you yeshiva, you have to sleep, and when you come about the boss, you have to sleep. You also have to learn. You have to do mitzvahs. So the idea is sleep is supposed to be dedicated to doing Avodas Hashem. How do you see this, Yaakov? By the fact that the Bensha made him sleep in the Mokav HaMikdash. And he realized how many nisim took place to put him there at that time, and he fell asleep. And he said, if I would have known this, I wouldn't have gone to sleep here. And then it says, right after, Vayashim Ati Yaakov Avoker. So obviously he went back to sleep again. Because he realized the nation wants him to sleep here. Because sleep to do serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very important. Now, I don't know about people here who are on a diet. I know. I was on diet, so I know what it is. Fast, not that hard. 2,000 calories is very hard. Because I got that last bite. Should I take it or not? Now, whatever it is, that always got some bishmak already. And you want that extra piece. Right? It's very hard to have that diet. That's what Yaakov Avinu says to the Ben Shalom. If I'm able to do it, with lichet, because I won't overstep the line, then I will accept this as a kus, and this will be the for them, this stone will be for the Binyan HaMikdash. Otherwise, I'm out of here. I'm not doing my acceptance. Obviously, he passed. So he did. But it's a funny thing. He brings a matzeva for oil, and he brings a kohen for the hands. A matzeva is one stone. One stone means there's no growth. Whatever it is, that's what it means. When a guy dies, you start to back by matzeva. You know, that's it. You made that one. You can't go anywhere. On the Zbeach, you add stones. It's 2+. So therefore, because there's always growth in the Zbeach. When I'm trying to do good things, it's always growth. He did Gashmis, he put on. If you want to describe Gashmis, where's the fat? Right? That's the stuff why. First of all, it does the most for it. It cooks with it. You can light it with it. You can rub it on your body. It does a lot of things. Oil. So that's what he poured on that. This is going to be limited. Ruchnis is not going to be limited. I have to leave it liquid gashmis, and that's the Likei Yaakov. We have to learn how to live with it. But my purpose in life is to take the gashmis and bring it up to the highest level. Shavuos, when we come after Torah, when we understand what Torah is, that's when we're able to do Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem, and actually take the Lachem and bring it into the Torah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bible Mishu will be Zorcha Taki for this year, and here's the Shem to be a spirit of Tzedek, and there'll be a menu, and Taki we can maybe do the Kessel Shemi yet still. You know? It's a possibility. And if the Gula can still come in this, we've still got a couple of days. Amen.